Thank you for contacting customer support. This is Janessa speaking. May I have your zip code to access your account, please?
It's 36305.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, sir, your first and last name? 36375.
No, 36305.
05, okay. All right.
Yeah, 36305.
Okay, and your first and last name, sir? I'm sorry.
First name is Edsel, E-D-S-E-L. Last name is Anderson.
Okay, and can you verify your address for me, please, sir?
It's, oh, goodness, hang on. It's 1121 South Brandon Stan Road, Dothan, Alabama.
All right, let's see here. Okay, looks like there was an order for the Onyx testosterone and nitric oxide.
No, I haven't ordered those. All I took was free samples a month ago and paid the shipping, and I've already done that. These two charges are not authorized by me. And also, there's nothing here. Nothing showed up.
Okay, sir. Well, what that is you did pay shipping and handling. Yes, $670 and $745. It states here that the shipping and handling was to try those products for a trial period. It states here that there were terms and conditions that stated that if there was no cancellation done within the trial period, that you would then be billed the retail value of those products that you paid shipping and handling for, and also entered to receive them monthly. The charge that you were billed on March the 8th was for the products that you only paid shipping and handling for on February the 20th. When you place the order.
Okay. Well, then I'm canceling them, and I don't want them, and I certainly wouldn't have paid that much for them without having tried them. As a matter of fact, I haven't even opened the one, the nitro.
Okay, let's see here. I can get that canceled out, so let me get you that cancellation number. Let's see here. I just have a couple of quick questions for you, sir, as I'm getting that cancellation number. Sir, would you be interested in holding your account for up to 60 days to try this product?
I don't think so, no.
Okay, not a problem. And
I'm on a fixed income and retired. I would have never bought something that expensive, I guess.
Yes, sir, I understand. I'll mark that there, too. Okay, and sir, would you be interested in a 50% discount on future products?
No, ma'am. No.
Okay. All right, and last question here. Would you be interested in a 75% discount on future products?
No, ma'am. No. Okay. I'm not interested in any product at all.
Yes, that's fine. Okay, let me get that cancellation confirmation number for you. All right, sir. That cancellation confirmation number is C as in Charlie 5974 E as in elephant, F as in Frank 9 E as in elephant 9.
Okay.
And that canceled out both of those products, sir?
So you won't be billed or sent either one of those products.
Okay. Are these going to be credited on?
Excuse me, sir?
Am I going to receive a credit for these two that are charged on here?
No, sir. Unfortunately, at this time, those charges are valid due to you just
canceling. Well, I'm going to be honest with you now. They're completing ads, and I won't pay them. I will go back to my credit card, and I will have them chase you because it's a very misleading, fraudulent ad. It specifically says pay shipping and handling.
For a trial
which
period,
I did.
Sir.
But that, where is that in that ad? It did not see that in that ad at all.
Yes, sir. There
were nowhere
terms and conditions. There was a link at the bottom.
When?
There's an IP address.
So
there was a link.
I tell you what.
It said terms and conditions.
I will protest it through the credit card company.
Okay,
I'm
sir.
Sure they'll shadow your company because that's,
okay,
that's
sir.
A risk.
This account has been canceled out, sir. And I
thank
you contacting customer support.
Enjoy the rest of your day.